get your message heard. With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Life. Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough, and I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die, and it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Yeah. Welcome to Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM. We kicked off with a little bit of, what was that one? Johnny Cash. Yeah, yeah. A boy named Sue. And then we carried on with Massive Attack. And now we are on the player right now. It's Pinka Florida. But this is it. The introduction is done. Now let's get into the business, because Latino Dimes is coming in right now.
La policía te está extorsionando
dinero,
pero ellos viven de lo que tú estás pagando. Y si te tratan como a un delincuente,
ladrón,
no es tu culpa. Dale gracias al regente, hay que arrancar el problema de raíz y cambiar al gobierno de nuestro país. A la gente que está en la burocracia, a esa gente que le gustan las migajas, yo por eso me quejo y me quejo, porque aquí es donde vivo y yo ya no soy un pendejo que no guachas los puestos del gobierno. Hay personas que se están enriqueciendo,
gente que vive en la pobreza. Nadie hace nada porque nadie le interesa. La gente de arriba te detesta. Hay más gente que quiere que caigan sus cabezas. Si le das más poder al poder, más duro te van a venir a coger.
Porque fuimos potencia mundial, somos pobres, nos manejan mal.
Dame, 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 dame todo el power para que te demos en la madre. Gimme, 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 gimme todo el poder. So I can come around to joder. Dame, 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 dame todo el power para que te demos en la madre. Gimme, 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 gimme todo el poder. So I can come around to joder. Dámele, 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 dámele todo el poder. Dámele, 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 dámele todo el power. Dámele, 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 dámele todo el poder. Dámele, 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 dámele todo el power.
¿Por qué preguntarnos cómo le vamos a hacer? Si nos pintan como unos huevones, ¡no lo somos!
¡Viva México, cabrones!
Que se sienta el power mexicano, que se sienta todos juntos como hermanos, porque somos más, jalamos más parejo. ¿Por qué estar siguiendo a una bola de pendejos que nos llevan por donde les conviene? Y es nuestro sudor lo que los mantiene comiendo pan caliente. Nuestra gente.
Dame, 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 dame todo el power para que te demos en la madre. Gimme, 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 gimme todo el poder. So I can come around to joder. Dame, 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 dame todo el power para que te demos en la madre. Gimme, 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 gimme todo el poder. So I can come around to joder. Dame, 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 dame todo el power para que te demos en la.
Right on, man. That was a Molotov all the way from Mexico. Viva Mexico. Eso. Okay, amigos, I'm going to be brave and try to talk a bit less. because, well, let me tell you this, man. Do you remember last week, the week before last, I think it was, I had a couple of guests here, musicians. Kilaro is a new band, you know, that was created by Peter Watts, who is a keyboardist, and it's kind of like a Brazilian style samba, jazz samba, you know. And they came to the radio show to announce two of their gigs in Sheffield. And I said that the first one I could not make it, but Sydney Matilda, I was going to be there for sure on the 26th. Anyway, we played a couple of tracks, you know, some people rang in and texted me saying that they were a very good band, you know, that they would go and see them. And, yeah, so that was all there, you know. And I promised them before they left the studio that I was going to go there and be with them. But, unfortunately, Wednesday morning, I woke up with a massive, massive cold, man. You know, I had a runny nose, runny eyes, I was running everywhere. You know, I felt like I should be running the marathon with all this running that I'm doing right now. Anyway, yeah, my body was aching, you know, I had temperature, I was coughing, oh my, wow, horrible, horrible. And did you know something? This is very, very, very interesting, because I haven't had a cold for 6.5, 7 years since I had a heart attack and an operation. I've been taking all this medication and stuff for my heart and stuff, and I think that has been the prevention of me catching a cold. But suddenly, boom, this just happened, you know? And my God, I'd already forgotten what it felt to have a cold as bad as that one. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Wednesday, daytime, all day, I spent drinking hot drinks, you know, herbal drinks, you know, with honey and all sorts of things, because I was trying to avoid chemicals, since I've already taken six tablets a day, man, for my heart situation. Anyway, Thursday, again, I didn't feel that good. So, and I forgot completely about going to see these guys, you know, this band, you know, that I promised them I was going to go and see them. So, anyway, they showed me a little video. The day before yesterday, I got a video from them, and it was a pretty good concert. So, yeah, I'm sure I'm going to make sure that I'm going to go and see them next time, because it seemed like everyone in the place, you know, in Sydney and Matilda had a good time, and they were all enjoying themselves. And so, yes, I'm glad that one more band from Sheffield has been born to entertain. Yeah, beautiful stuff. So, yeah, if you are on the making of getting a band together, and, you know, no matter what, it doesn't matter whether you play Brazilian reggae, jazz, rock, you know, anything, apart from reggaeton. Definitely. Reggaeton, you can just go and play with yourself somewhere else, not in the studio. Anyway, all right. So you're welcome, guys. My phone number is 079-44-031-894. Welcome to the show, Checho and Jorge. I think they're tuned in already. And like Elio, I think some more people are tuned in, but they're a bit shy to say, I'm tuned in, Mauro. You know, I don't want to feel like a groupie. Oh, yeah, I guess got a message from Jack Harper, man, yeah. Welcome to the show, amigo. I hope that you're going to stay in. Well, actually, you're going to stay in. I don't see anybody going out this weather, you know. I love this weather. You can call me crazy, call me anything, but don't call me a lobster. Anyway, Jack, if you anytime are prepared to come to the studio and play a couple of songs on your acoustics, you know, and announce your gigs, or let me know, text, you know, you don't have to come in, but you can also text me and I'll shout out for you, because you guys, you're fantastico, amigo, fantastico. And I hope to see you live one day again before the end of my days. Oh, God, I'm getting too deep right now. Anyway, guys, Let's listen to music, guys, and staying nice and warm, nice cup of tea or nice cup of glass of wine, and listen to Ladino Dance and relax.
Now, when it comes to you and us, I have a few unanswered questions. So, before this tale of bloody revenge reaches its climax, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to tell me the truth. However, therein lies a dilemma. Because when it comes to the subject of me, I believe you are truly and utterly incapable of telling the truth, especially to me, and least of all, to yourself. And when it comes to the subject of me, I am truly and utterly incapable of believing anything you say.
How do you suppose we solve this dilemma?
Well, it just so happens I have a solution.
Ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas, debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera parpadear. Malagueña, salerosa. Quisiera besar tus labios, quisiera, malagueña salerosa, y decirte, niña hermosa.
¿Qué me dicen ustedes?
Cualquier pueblo del mundo que luchara por su libertad.
Prestemos atención.
Crece la voz, crece la voz en el mundo entero, en el mundo entero.
Crece la voz en el mundo entero, caiga la pena debajo del suelo.
Va verde, va van, pinceladas de tinta hablada que teñirán mundos de grises. Va verde, va van, persiguen, va verde, va van, no nos paran. Va verde, va van, debajo de tus pies. Va verde, va van, persiguen, va verde, va van, no nos paran. Va verde, va van. Palame, palame, breve, 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 palante.
Crece la voz, crece la voz en el mundo entero, en el mundo entero.
Crece la voz en el mundo entero, caiga la pena debajo del suelo.
Comment ça
Favorite artist Manu Chao from La Radiolina.
Me llaman calle pisando baldosa, la revoltosa y tan perdida. Me llaman calle, calle de noche, calle de día. Me llaman calle, hoy tan cansada, hoy tan vacía, como maquinita por la gran ciudad. Me llaman calle, me subo a tu coche. Me llaman calle de malegría, calle dolida, calle cansada de tanto amar. Voy calle abajo, voy calle arriba, no me rebajo ni por la vida. Me llaman calle y ese es mi orgullo. Yo sé que un día llegará, yo sé que un día vendrá mi suerte. Un día me vendrá a buscar a la salida un hombre bueno. Y sin pagar, mi corazón no es de alquilar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, calle más calle. Me llaman calle, la sin futuro. Me llaman calle, la sin salida. Me llaman calle, calle más calle, la que mujeres de la vida. Suben pa' abajo, bajan pa' arriba, como maquinita por la gran ciudad. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, calle más calle. Me llaman siempre y a cualquier hora. Me llaman guapa siempre a deshora. Me llaman puta también princesa. Me llaman calle es mi nobleza. Me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle perdida de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar.
Thank you. único actor.
Alright, amigos, amigos. Sorry, I'm not talking that much. I just got my voice back. Yeah, as I was saying about this this bug, I think it's a bug going around because yesterday I went to meet in town, Cubana, to have lunch with my compadre Fabian. Fabian, he just finished running the marathon. Fabian and Stuart, the two Chilean, the old pollo, the old chicken, and the new chicken. They both run the marathon yesterday. And yeah, so I just met them at Cubana to go to have lunch with, and you know, and then listen to their stories about running the marathon. Just by listening to them, I got really tired and knackered. So I'm just coming out of this cold, and I'm listening to all these guys with energy and doing all this stuff. You know, fantastico. Really glad that they made it, and they were happy. They were actually enjoying themselves afterwards, thinking, "Yeah, we did it one more time." Because I remember that Fabian wanted to retire from all this, you know, quite a while ago. But he's still going. He's still got the energy. He still, you know, goes to the gym and keeps fit. You know, and so yeah, I was there. But when I arrived, you know, the guys at Cubana, they were saying to me, "Mauro, we haven't seen you for a whole week. You know, what's the matter? Well, you're all right?" So I told them about me having a cold, and they go, "Hey, they're not the only one." You know, yesterday some of the staff from Cubana from downstairs the bar, they had to go home because they weren't feeling that good. They were feeling the same. This is what they told me. That they had the same kind of symptoms, you know, that I had. So, yeah, they sent them home. And then upstairs, my amiga Agustina, the manager, on duty, she had to go too because, obviously, you know, she wasn't feeling too good. And then two members, oh, whoa. So I thought to myself, well, this is the bug, you know, and I hope that everybody's going to be okay, you know, after a while because it takes, it took me 2-3 days at least to get rid of him. So, yeah, I wish him all the best of luck in the recovering and go back to work and do activities, do stuff. Anyway, amigos, yeah, that's the reason why I haven't been talking as much as I do, which I think some of you will say, thank God for that. And like my compadre, my hard rocking amigo Checho, will say, yeah, man, you're right, you know. Just keep playing the minority music one. I will, bro. I will. Okay, stay with us. And this is some good stuff from Latin America. And I'll keep on playing until 6 o'clock. Then we'll have a break for a couple of minutes. And then we come back for the second half about 2-3 minutes after 6 o'clock. Okay, so here we go.
Como si fuera poco.
la nostalgia. Inundado en jodas, se me va la mano. Me envuelve sentir esta nada.
Thank you.